This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio. On a Friday afternoon, the Capricorn adventure is in full swing, right? Thank you so much for tuning in. And as we transition into the Capricorn adventure motoring experience, let's talk about the Swedish brand of Volvo, right? Now, Volvo is renowned for prioritizing safety, and recently they've upped their game with the introduction of a new electric vehicle, the EX30. However, you know, hybrid vehicles are currently trending. Our journalist Prashirwin Naidu had the opportunity to test drive the new hybrid Volvo XC60 T8 Recharge. It's fast, it's stylish, and efficient, right? Prashirwin will also share his thoughts, provide a handy motoring tip, and wrap up with a hot gem of the week as per normal, right? I've got him on the line right now. Good afternoon, Prashirwin. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm good, and yourself? How are you doing?
No, I'm good on this cold Friday. I don't know where you are in the world because you're always traveling, but it's really, really cold in Polokwane today.
Well, Joburg is also freezing, King Bash. Very cold on my side.
I can imagine. But let's get straight into business. Warm us up, Prashirwin, now with the Volvo XC60 T8 Recharge. Tell us, what did you get up to in the week of testing?
I did a lot of driving, King Bash, and a lot of charging. The car was just quite interesting. I have to boast about the power output of this car. It's very quick. It's a hybrid. So it has a 2-liter turbocharged petrol motor paired with a nice electric hybrid motor pushing at about 340 kilowatts and 709 newton meters of torque. Basically, it means that it will give the M3 a run for its money. And it's not slow. 0-100 in 4.8 seconds. I think any petrol head would get quite excited about this car. And yes, it may look kind of simple, unassuming, but it was an interesting car to drive for this week.
Oh, okay. And I mean, as petrol prices, you know, so do you think this might be a saving grace amidst hiked up fuel costs, that is?
It's possible. I think when I was driving this car this week, I did try and test it out quite on the highway commutes. And if you do charge the car with the electric component, it's about 70 kilometers range, and then when you pair it with that the engine, they work together to give you lower fuel economy. Let me chalk it down. I achieved 3.3 liters per 100 kilometers in driving the car. And that was quite brilliant. You know, I mean, it used regenerative braking, it used electric mode in the traffic, so I didn't have to use any petrol power, so to say. And you know, when you say your battery is drained and you're only relying on petrol power, you get about 9 liters per 100 kilometers. And yes, you can have fun with this car. It is very fast. It's quite enjoyable, but it can also be a very comfortable drive.
Amazing. So, I mean, I've never, you know, considered owning a hybrid, but maybe asking this might just change my mind. So, I mean, if you had to buy one, would you? And tell us, I mean, the pros and cons of owning the charming Volvo X, a C60 T8.
I think I would look at buying a hybrid. It proved to be quite efficient. Of course, one would have to put in the effort. One would have to take their time to just, you know, really be cautious with their driving. And this car, well, it did entice me a bit. It was interesting. It had enough efficiency to keep me going. And I think the pros and cons, well, you know, this car was beautiful. I mean, I really loved the design of it. I mean, it came in this beautiful vapor gray color and these gorgeous low profile 20-inch diamond cut wheels. It just really looked the part of being charming, regal, and just it stood off from the crowd. It wasn't boring. And I think, you know, price wise, it's 1.4 million rand. Sadly, Volvos, we all do know, they do struggle to hold their value. Depreciation aspect is there. Safety is always there too. It's a safe, very safe car, 6 airbags, all that good stuff, safety features galore. But that's the problem. Also parts, I think, in Bash, you know, just trying to pay to get it fixed or, you know, take it to the manufacturer. It's going to be it's not cheap. Unless you go private and you go to private mechanics, you might save a bit of money there. However, those are some of the things that could potentially be a downturn for the car.
All right. I mean, I heard you mentioning it being a competitor to maybe the M3 in terms of power, but to chalk it up to competitors, who are they? And from your perspective, Prashirwin, do you think, you know, Volvo has that promising future in South Africa, looking at everything else you've mentioned besides parts and all of that?
Okay, so we competitors wise, we have, of course, your favorite, the Mercedes-Benz, the GLC class. Then we have BMW X3, and I think they do have a promising future here because I see that the electric range has expanded. They're trying to really tap into that market. So to say, even the hybrid cars too. So I think they have some potential there. But I think, you know, the competitors I mentioned, like the X3, I do see that BMW have planned to open up a power plant to manufacture their X3s locally. So that means that if you're a consumer, you're not going to necessarily pay a premium price tag to get those parts for your vehicle. I think, you know, I have an interesting choice for this market. But I think so far, Volvo seems charged up. It seems like they do have some potential here.
All right. Let's talk a bit about the interior overall, right? Any bells and whistles that made the heart, you know, very happy for sure?
I was happy, I felt quite at home. I think the Bowers & Wilkins sound system, I'm sure you can attest to music, and it's the most important part in any car.
Yeah.
And it's probably the best sound system I've ever had in my life, to be honest with you. Not too much, but very fantastic. And one or two things, maybe the panoramic sunroof was good. Even though it was winter, your boy still dropped the top and still drove. But hear me out, I still had heated seats and a heated steering wheel, which kept me quite warm, and a polar neck to keep me good.
Of course.
But a few driving features as well, adaptive cruise control and auto brake when you reverse, it brakes for you if the vehicle senses you're too close to something or stop abruptly. And it does sense if any vehicles are going to collide with you actually as well. I did read about that somewhere along the line. So yeah, not bad. I always quite like the cars for its safety and its thought-provoking there. Very interesting.
Wow. Amazing, man. Let's wrap it up, Prashurban, with the motoring tip and your freshest hot gem of the week.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So always, I think we just need to adjust your driving position so you assume you get maximum control and comfort. I think, you know, I've seen a lot of friends, they tend to, especially the GTI drivers, they tend to sit too far back where sometimes I don't even think they can reach the pedal. So it's always good to ensure your seat, steering wheel, and mirrors are adjusted, you know, correctively. And, of course, it ensures that proper driving positions make sure that you maintain better control of your car and reduces fatigue, interestingly enough. And, of course, I'm going to end off with Social Platter Remix by Luciano Pounce, 25K, and Topelo Kutra.
Oh, yes, Prashurban. And just to add on, I'm a GTI driver, so I do not do that, Prashurban, just FYI.
Imagine, I thought you were Mercedes, man. What's up?
Let's not go further than that, Prashurban.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, have a great weekend ahead, my brother.
You too, man. Have a blessed one. Have a listener.
Oh, yes, and that's how we wrap it up with Prashurban 90.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.